Okay, we're back. Well, this week, for the first time, Indian migrants, those born in overseas, became the number one migrant category in Australia ahead of the British.
Yeah. The ABS, which for anyone who doesn't follow ABS on social media, they do some fascinating stuff and graphics and so forth, and they put it up this week, a time series from 1996, 3 years ago, to 2025, the last full calendar year of statistics. When you look at in 1996, which coincidentally was when John Howard was elected, England was the highest number of Australians who were born overseas at 950,000. New Zealand second, Italy third, Vietnam fourth, Scotland, Greece and China seventh with just 129,000. 10 years later, China went up from seventh to third and they sort of effectively doubled their presence, 269,000. India broke into the top 10 at six.
What year did they break into the top 10?
In 2006, so 10 years later, so 20 years ago.
Mm.
Then in 2016, 10 years ago, China was still third, but again, doubled their numbers to 580,000. Malaysia came in at ninth. India went from sixth to fourth at 500,000, and South Africa went from 10th to eighth. Then last year, so 9 years later, India is now number one with 971,000 and England at second at 970,000. China's still third, but now it's 731,000. So over the last 30 years, Greece is out of the top 10, Netherlands out, Germany, Scotland and Italy out, and in are India, Malaysia, Sri Lanka and Nepal.
So the Italians and the Greeks were so 80s and 90s.
Yeah, but it shows that, you know, one of my many, many complaints of the Liberal Party is they see the world as it once was and Australia as it once was and not how it is now. And, you know, 30 years ago, the electoral roll was 11 million voters when Howard won. At the last election, it was 18.1 million registered voters.
Mm.
So 7 million more voters on the roll, a very different composition. And, of course, you know, there are people now on the electoral roll who weren't even born when John Howard lost.
Mm.
You know, there are 18, 19-year-olds who've just come on who've got no memory. They weren't even alive. And so it's a very different country. And I think the Liberal Party really needs to get their heads around that because, you know, the urban electorate environment has changed dramatically and they're still pitching to an Australia from 20 years ago. They pulled out the John Howard playbook, which was incredibly effective back then,
yeah. But
doesn't work anymore.
And it's also an indication of how good the Indians are at filling those urgently needed job vacancies.
Yeah.
They've just done it now for 20 years.
And, of course, these numbers don't include second generation, you know, people of Indian heritage
these
born
are,
in
these
Australia.
These are people born overseas. Yeah.
So, you know, bigger numbers again.
Yeah. Well, that's it for this week. This podcast was made on the sovereign lands of the Wurundjeri people. It was produced by Daniel Simo with video production support by Tanya Lee.
The executive producer is Hannah Parks.
I'm Barry Cassidy.
And I'm Tony Barry. And this is Back to Back Barry's A Guardian Australia podcast.